Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
I got sent a lovely email from one of my favourite human beings with a great picture that's going to make us, made me a little bit nostalgic. It's from Imani. And Imani says, this popped up in my photo memories today. How are you, lovey-dovey? How are the kiddos? How are the cats? Look at this picture. Do you remember this?
Yeah, I took that picture.
You took... Oh, I don't want to... careful, I don't show her email address. Let me download it. I haven't spoken to Imani. It's funny, I was thinking, I've not spoken to her for... ages. This is in New York. Look how big I am. Jeez. This is when we went to Imani's house. How do I make it bigger? Bigger still. Got it? There we go. There we go. We went to Imani's, like my one of my favorite pop stars, and she invited us to her apartment. She's moved, I think, twice since then. And you took that picture. And it was, we were talking about New York the other day, actually, I think, weren't we? And I was talking to, I think I was talking to someone on, I was talking to St. John, actually, about when we went into that diner.
It was so loud.
So we met up with Imani twice, right? Once we went round to her house to interview, and I was nearly killed on the train. And we went to her apartment, and it was just, I think she read our tarot, and it's magic. And all three of us, it was so lovely. Two of my favorite human beings together, and I, you know, it's magic. And then we met her again because she had an art exhibition on our last day in New York, and we finished the show. And so we went to this art exhibition, and it was weird. It was in like a church hall, and there was a guy that had invented a fruit holder.
Yes. And but like we, down to individual grapes.
But we just, we were all just stood there. Me and Imani were really, and you were just really going, so where did you get the idea from this? And she's then, Imani then says, well, these guys, you're taking the piss. These guys host a show in the UK. They're big stars. And he's like, oh, okay, right. And there was some other weirdness. There was a fashion show or something.
It was a fashion show, yeah.
And
it was like in a church hall.
It was magic.
So everyone brought their things that they've made.
It was
beautiful
magic.
In its own way.
And then me and Catherine went off to, because it was our last night, and we're like, let's just walk through New York for a bit and let's just see where we end up for dinner and let's see what happens. And we ended up in this diner. It wasn't even a diner. It was a barbecue restaurant.
It's a barbecue place, yeah.
And we went... This is as good as any. Let's do it. And you open the door.
Honestly,
the noise.
It was like the Alex Ferguson hairdryer treatment.
It was like being in a football stadium.
Yep.
It was so loud. And we sat down and we're pissing ourselves.
I mean,
the
he's
volume.
Bad with hubbub anyway. Can't hear.
Couldn't hear a thing.
But then he said, I'm going to walk around there and I'm going to shout at the top of my lungs and I bet you nobody notices.
I was walking around shouting. No one could hear anything. It was... nuts. It was nuts. And the food, flipping it. I mean,
yeah.
The ribs came on what we would call a tray. Not a plate, a tray.
Yeah, you bought me this margarita. It was like a fish bowl. I couldn't even. It was a never-ending drink. You know, like, I've been drinking this for ages. I've got a brain freeze, but I am no further down this bloody fish bowl. I ended up leaving it.
Paul says, I listened to your interview with Imani this week. Catherine had to edit out 47 F-bombs. I love her so much. She's been so kind to me.
Yeah.
And then, this picture came and it was like, oh, brilliant. I made up a story that she'd kind of got bored of us or me, you know, because I've not spoken to her for ages. That's what I'd made up. And she's just doing life, you know. I've got a feeling. I bet she has a new album out soon. I bet she's been recording an album. And just that picture, for me, is a really, really happy place. Partly because I'm meeting one of my favourite people. And it was like, oh, we're actually friends. But more than that was, that was, I think, was she was in Brooklyn then, I think. I'm going to Brooklyn with my best mate. We're doing a week of radio shows in New York. Now, here's the thing. Talk Radio didn't give us a fucking penny for it. I paid for it. I paid for all of it, the flights and the hotel. We got quite a good deal on the hotel, I seem to remember.
Yeah, yeah, because I had to wear with the tourist board.
That was it. But I paid for it because I thought, this is too good, right? I know this will sound great. I know that we will do a really, really good show. And Talk Radio were like, yeah, well, sure, if you can get some sponsorship, could you help us find it? Oh, that's not up to us. So I paid for it, and it was a pleasure. It was an absolute pleasure because it was the best week of radio I've ever done in my life. And it was so exciting. We'd go out and interview someone, and then Kath was in the back of the cab editing it. I remember leaving you in a really horrible Starbucks because I'd forgotten I'd agreed to be interviewed by someone. Uh-huh. I don't remember what that was for. It was a really nice guy. Maybe it was about the record label. So I then went to a coffee shop on the other side of the road and was interviewed by this really nice guy. Then we came back, and then we'd do like three things in the day. We'd get up and we'd meet Kramer. Then we'd go and meet Steve Guttenberg. And then we'd go to a radio station. And then we'd go back to the hotel and do the radio. Or we'd go to a pizza restaurant and do the radio show. We were ahead of the curve.
It was so much fun. But we were stupid in that we didn't book any extra days because it was like all over and then it was home.
We got there on a Sunday afternoon and we went for a walk and it was so hot. And I remember saying, well, let's just record some stuff. So we've got some stuff. And we went to the Dakota and Central Park. Saw the Brill Building. Was that? I don't think that was that day. Or maybe it was. I thought it was later in the
night. I can't remember.
We went to Stardust Diner, which is where they sing at you on the tables. I took my boys there. And then we came home Saturday morning, and that was the big regret. We didn't stay until Sunday night or Monday because we just didn't. We didn't stop. We did everything. But I love that picture, and that made my day getting sent that today. Gave me I cried, of course. Of course I cried. Of course I goddamn cried. Don't you know who I am? Guy that cries a lot. We missed some phone calls.
Crying is healing anyway.
All right, Buddha.
It was Brené Brown, actually.
Okay. Well, she's not crying. It's not crying, actually weeping. What would you do? How would you differentiate between a cry, a sob, and a weep?
A cry, right, a sob, there is a sound. a weep is silent.
Oh, I would go...
yeah.
I would say that was weeping. You go silent weeping.
Yeah.
Do it. There's noise. You can't do silent though. Whisper, mouth something without saying anything. You can hear it, right? So you do your sob. Do your sob.
I'd say a sob. A sob is like a.
Do a weep. All right, stand up. Do a cry. It's a laugh.
It's very similar.
It's a fine line.
It's a very similar. It's a release, isn't it?
It's a fine line. It's a really fine line.
Because you can cry laughing.
Let's get Jimbo. Then we got.
Anyway, a good cry. Every time you cry, I think you're a bit closer to getting over it.
Every time you cry, you're a tear closer to God.
If you enjoyed this short podcast and would like to hear more, head to patreon.com/IanandKatherine for longer podcasts, full shows, and loads of other perks.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.